now it's time to reveal our audiograph sound of the week. All week long on KALW, we've been playing it for you. We asked you what you think it is and where in the Bay Area it's from. We sent KALW's Tiffany Kamhai to Oakland to bring you the answer.
My name is Kevin Jones. I'm a recreation aide at Lake Merritt Boating Center.
Hold the boat!
What does Lake Merritt mean to you?
I just love being out on the water, getting to view the lake. It brings up a lot of memories. I used to come around here with my dad when I used to live in the area. And just seeing a lot of crazy stuff, like people falling in boats and stuff. And
so do the wildlife, do the geese ever get in the way of the boaters?
No, I think we get in their way a lot. I don't know. Yeah, they're characters. They should watch for their coop, I guess, if I could say that. I like them. It's characteristic of Lake Merritt. Whenever you think of it, you think of the bird.
I'm James Robinson. I teach sailing here. I also come up with program curriculums. And I also work for the Lake Merritt Institute, which goes around and educates the public on urban runoff.
Any of the boaters complain about the geese, or do you have any complaints about the geese?
We have a lot of complaints about the geese. At one point, someone suggested us getting this service called the Goose Busters, where these little dogs run around and harass the geese until they fly off. But since this is the oldest wildlife refuge in North America, Stephanie at the Rotary Nature Center was having no part of that.
So my name is Stephanie Benavides. I'm the supervising naturalist for the city of Oakland. This wildlife refuge, through no fault of its own, had a city built around it and urban sprawl. And so part of the problem is trying to balance the wildlife refuge with recreational needs of the public. During the migratory season, which is right now the summer season, they migrate here and they molt. That's why you see the guys sweeping. There's a lot of feathers on the ground. And so they're land bound between 4 to 6 weeks, you can see all these feathers, to renew their flight feathers.
How many would you say are here now?
We get up to 1,000.
Is that just during the summer months?
During the summer months, yeah. Probably a complement of 300 in the off season. Yeah, a lot of people think they're obnoxious, but, you know, on a good day, this park will still be filled, and it'll still have people out on the lawn.
Oh, that's the amazing part. That's kind of like I didn't touch on that because it's obvious, but the wildlife is amazing. You can come down, sometimes see birds hunting fish on the side. You can see the pelicans that just come through on their migratory journey. It's amazing. Fish, birds. Hey, bring a sandwich, you got a whole day.
I just saw that one bite that other one.
Yes, they did.
We got a lot of calls on this one, but we can only have one winner. You know who you are. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, Audiograph is taking a summer vacation. We'll be back with a new sound in mid-July. In the meantime, we'd love it if you'd call our tip line. It's 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. And tell us where you think we should record next. You know that I need you. You know that I need you. You know that I need you.